Today we hear two scriptures that give us a glimpse of the challenge of following God. We heard them in backwards order. Firstly, hearing a portion of Paul's letter to the people of Corinth. Paul is concerned that in a church that needs to work together, people will perceive that one person's gifts have more value than another's. He is concerned that certain gifted Christians would despise others. The words that we hear today begin with a warning. Be aware, he says, that you don't get confused and follow the wrong idols or leaders. It seems as though even then it was easy to get distracted by those who can capture the imagination or the fear of followers. Be careful. Then he speaks of the gifts that are given to each person. None better than the rest, but different. None to be used for the benefit of self, but to be shared for the benefit of others. He reminds the hearers that God has given them all something that is important to the community. Each person, each gift is valuable and needs to be honoured by all. Then we move backwards to the reading from the Gospel of John. The story of the wedding at Cana gives Jesus a dilemma. He is at the beginning of his ministry. He has been baptized in the River Jordan, joining many people who make a public commitment to change their lives and follow God. He has spent time in solitude in the desert, discerning what changing life might mean. He has begun to find his disciples, people to support him, to learn from him. His goals are just being articulated, and the schedule changes. It sounds as though he's not ready for the next step. His mom comes to him and says, "You have a gift. You need to use it now." His response is, "I'm not ready yet. Not I can't do it, or I don't know how, but I'm not ready." Because moving the schedule up changes everything. There will be a loss of control. People will now talk about him. Some will see the truth. Others will gossip, speculate. Some will be scared and try to stop his work. Others will try to exploit him for their own benefit. But the gift is from God, to be shared with others. His mother, God bless mothers, does not take that "I'm not ready" for an answer. Obviously, she knows what he is capable of. And I wonder if he practiced some miracles as he grew up that we don't hear about. She pushes him to be his best, and using his spiritual gift from God, he does not disappoint her. Weddings at that time were week-long celebrations. It would have been seen as disastrous to run out of wine before the celebrations were concluded, a severe lack of hospitality. The host would begin the week with the best wine, and as the week progressed, the wine's quality would be less. After all, who can tell when you're drunk? Jesus uses his spiritual gifts for the benefit of others, and in using that gift, elevates the whole gathering to a new level. Gracious hospitality was restored. The quality of what was offered was improved. It wasn't what Jesus had planned. The order was off. But as we know, God's plans are often not our plans. God's time is often not our time. What binds these two scriptures together for me today is that both ask us to step out of our plans. Both ask us to consider what we have to offer others in the world. Both ask us to value what we are given by God, enough to share it, even though it may change how people see who we are. Every one of us has something that we can offer the world. Every week we speak of this. We say that we offer gifts to our God, gifts to make the world a better place. Today we are reminded that it takes courage to do something radical, like change how we offer hospitality, to do things totally opposite than is expected, so that others can be welcome. Jesus knew that doing this work would open him up to being judged by others, but he did it anyway. Seriously, he could have defied his mother, but her wisdom and God's challenging spirit moved him forward into a new and uncertain reality when he just did the right thing. Today we are reminded by Paul that it is very easy to judge others, to consider that some people have more value than others. It is our responsibility not to fall into that trap. It is our responsibility to look at the world and see value in all people, to know that God creates us all, equal or differently, and that God works in us and through us to create a world that offers welcome and hospitality to all. When we do the right thing, when we honor differences and value God's people, it is hard work. Some people will applaud what we do. Others will gossip and speculate. And others will succumb to fear and violence. Yet, Jesus and Paul show us that God's work, God's plan, God's time will unfold through our words and our actions. Jesus and Paul encourage us to be brave enough to find that one thing that God asks us to share with the world and to do the right thing for God. Listen for the right voice. Listen for God's voice. Whose voice is calling us out of our complacency, out of our plan? Whose voice is reminding us that we are one of God's family and that we are to look after our kin? Whose voice is moving us to let go of what was and to move into what can be with faith and with God? Let's follow God's plan. Jesus did it. We can too. Amen.